This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Need I introduce, at the piano, the well-known pianist, composer, linguist, also contains lanolin, Donald Swan. I must be Michael Flanders. We write songs. Donald Swan here writes the music, I write the words. Some of these songs you may possibly have heard in reviews, at Glyndebourne and so on. Others... Others you're less likely to have heard unless you've patronised this palace of culture before.
They all have.
They're the ones we write that we like to sing ourselves. That's what we're still going to do. We feel we're following this trend towards simplification in the theatre, as you know. There have been reviews without scenery, been reviews without costume. But this is a review without scenery, without costume, except what Moss Bros has very kindly loaned us. Even without a cast, which does make everything very much easier, we find also cheaper. This is at the back here, I draw your attention to, is not a curtain. It's a photograph of a curtain by Tony Armstrong Jones. Welcome from both of us to our farrago. Eke out our imperfections with your thoughts, to coin a phrase. Think when we talk of horses that you see them printing their proud hoofs in the receiving earth. I don't think we do actually talk of horses. This song isn't about horses. This one is about buses. Well, buses we've all seen. Great big red things rushing about. We had one outside here, actually, about 20 minutes ago. Did you see it?
I did, yes.
With private on it, looking very lost. I can remember when it was a general. This was long... If you laugh and applaud, it means you're terribly old and we have to go terribly slowly for that. Omnibus, my friend Mr. Swan informs me, comes from the Latin omnibus, meaning to or for, by, with or from everybody, which is a very good description. This song is about a bus. It's wittily subtitled, I thought of this, A Transport of Delight.
Some people like a motorbike, some say a tram for me, or for Bonnie, or me lorry. They lay them down and deem such means of locomotion seem rather dull to us, the driver and conductor of a London omnibus. Oh, but it ain't please, ting ting. Oh, but it ain't please, ting ting. When you are lost in London and you don't know where you are, you'll hear my voice a-calling both further down the car, and very soon you'll find yourself inside the terminus in a London Transport diesel engine 97 horsepower omnibus. Along the Queen's Great Highway I drive my merry load at 20 miles per hour in the middle of the road.
They like to drive in convoys, we're most gregarious.
The big six-wheeler scarlet painted in a London Transport diesel engine 97 horsepower omnibus. Earth has not anything to show more fair.
Mine's theirs.
Earth has not anything to show more fair.
Any more fair.
Wait, cabbies,
try to pass me before they overtakes. I sticks me flippin' hand out and I jams on all me brakes.
Them jackal taxi drivers can only swear and cuss behind that monarch of the road.
Observer of the highway code.
That big six wheeler.
Scarlet paper.
London transport.
Diesel engine.
Nice of an horsepower omnibus.
I stops when I'm requested, although it spoils the ride, so we can shout.
Get out of it, we'll fall right up inside.
We don't ask much for wages, we only want fair shares.
So cut down all the stages
and stick up all the fares. If tickets cost a pound a piece, why should you make a fuss?
It's worth it just to ride inside.
30 foot long by 10 foot wide.
Inside that monarch of the road.
Observer of the highway code.
That big six-wheeler, scarlet-painted London transport diesel engine. Not a seven horsepower. Not a seven horsepower omnibus.
Hold for the tape, please.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And it's fundraiser week. But before we launch into fundraising, good afternoon to Adam Fisher.
Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, Adam. And the relevance of the opening track about buses is what?
Me, I suppose.
Yes. You are known as a record breaker for travelling on the tube, I think.
Not the tube, just the New York subway, yes. Madrid metro, Paris metro and Berlin U-Bahn. Not the tube, possibly not ever the tube.
But you've attempted the tube.
Yes, a few times.
A few times, but you've failed. Why?
Because I'm a failure. Okay. In everything.
Well, so are you, said. Are you?
So said everyone regarding my interest in public transport, I suppose.
Yeah. That's interesting. I'm glad you mentioned the word failure. So is it because you're a failure that you started this impossible task?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, I haven't quite got to the bottom of that yet, but basically the tube never works as it should and is always broken. So yes. Yeah.
But what drew you first of all to try, for the sake of people who aren't familiar with your activities, could you briefly describe what it is you try to do on the metro or the tube or the underground, wherever it happens to be?
Simply to visit every station in the fastest time.
Right.
And there is a Guinness World Record for this on the tube and in a few select other places.
Right, okay. And you have succeeded in this in some cities?
Yes.
Notably Chicago, I think.
No. New York, Madrid, Paris and Berlin.
Didn't you attempt Chicago?
Chicago doesn't have a Guinness World Record.
But it has a tube system.
It has a subway system, or an elevated railway system, yes.
But where was it? Wasn't there an American newspaper that featured you on the front page as a result of your attempt to do one of these record-breaking?
Oh, yes, that was Boston.
Oh, Boston. Okay, sorry, I'm a bit out of kilter with your career. So
career, transport racing career. Yes, my so-called careers advisor at school, Mr. Longson. I don't think he was thinking of that when he called me in for meetings. Well, proved him wrong.
Yeah. Did you want to do this when you were still at school?
Yes.
So when you were at school and the careers advisor interviewed you,
so-called careers advisor.
Yeah, he. What did you say you wanted to do exactly?
I can't remember. I've repressed it because school was horrible.
Was it? Where is it? This is in Leicester.
Yes, but we aren't talking about that. We aren't giving them the luxury of airtime.
We're not giving Leicester the luxury of airtime.
No, my school.
Oh,
no, Leicester's the greatest city in the world, as I say in every single interview.
Right. Okay. So how did it? You left school and then launched yourself into jumping on and off underground trains. Well, you can't do that in Leicester anyway.
There are buses in Leicester, recently I've become more known for riding buses than trains.
But I thought we'd build up to the buses. I'm trying to get some background of your how this career sort of developed. Can I ask you how old you are now?
No.
Okay.
And I'll tell you off air, of course. But if one's an adult and one rides transport, then one is derided by all factions of society. But if one is a child and rides transport, then society loves one. So yeah. In protest of that, I refuse to reveal my age. So journalists tend to guess. How old do I look?
Well, how many years have you been doing this?
14.
14 years. So yes. At least 14 years since you left school.
At least.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Zazie dans le métro by Louis Malle?
I haven't actually, no. Right. I presume that's a film.
It is. Okay. It's a sort of classic 50s film.
Right.
But it's a short film made by Louis Malle, and that's about a child who goes on the metro and sort of, I haven't seen it for a long time, but I think she or he gets stuck on the metro sort of overnight and sort of stays on it.
Is it still running overnight?
No, I don't think. To be honest, I can't remember, but I imagined it would be top of your list of films to see in a way. I mean, as a child, did you sort of abscond and set off on your own to travel on public transport?
Yes.
You did? Okay. What did your parents make of it?
Don't know, don't care. I never listened to them.
What did they want you to do?
I don't know that either, but it certainly wasn't this.
Right. Okay. So but you have achieved some notoriety as a result of this activity. So they must be quite proud of you.
No, I never tell them what I'm doing.
I just
don't talk to them anymore. The disappointment that they felt when I decided to not have a proper job ever. Yeah. They're part of the PJB, the Proper Job Brigade. Was palpable, I think. I mean, what is a proper job nowadays anyway? A crowdfunder? A park runner, a social media expert, that is all the rage.
Yeah. But how do you earn a living then?
I have ways and means.
Right. Okay, so you're going to keep those secret. I do know you work in a shop in Leicester part-time. I've seen you there. But
no, maybe I was sacked.
Ah.
For not turning up and just preferring to ride buses.
Right.
I don't know.
So would you say it's a compulsion? I mean, if you see a bus or a tube train, do you think I must get on that?
Well, not every single bus or train or tram or cable car. Because A, that would be too much money, and B, I don't really know where I'd end up. So
right.
No, it isn't. I wouldn't say it's a compulsion. No.
Obsessive?
No, I wouldn't say that either. I think I just have a passing interest in public transport.
Passing interest. Yeah,
yes.
That's a good way of putting it, isn't it? So okay, so bring us up to date. What's happening at the moment? Your attention has shifted from underground trains to buses, or whether was it always buses as well?
I've dabbled in a few different sorts of public transport. I don't consider myself to have an exclusive interest in only one form. But
have you ever thought about aeroplanes?
No.
That wouldn't work, would it? That would be difficult.
Well, it is scheduled public transport after all. But there is a Guinness World Record, however, I heard, for the fastest circumnavigation of the globe by air. I believe there are two points on the globe over which one has to fly to do this, and I don't know how or
right.
Whatever, but no, I wouldn't do that. I prefer terra firma personally.
Okay, all right. So tell me about you're in London now. Obviously, was this to achieve or attempt one of these records on the buses or?
Well, not really. On September the 17th, no, sorry, on September the 7th last year, 2017, I and six others successfully rode on all London bus routes within 24 hours. We rode at least one stop on all of them. All 593 standard TfL contracted bus routes, which run Monday to Friday all year round.
Right. So when you say, did you say six others?
Yes. So we had five schedules. So there was one person on each schedule, and then there were two pairs as well. So
you work as a team.
Yes.
You're not competing against each other.
No. No. It was.
Right. That's a curious system.
One schedule was for the southeast, one for the southwest, one for the northeast, one for the northwest, and one for the centre.
Right, and you just have to travel on each bus just for one stop.
Yes,
you can't hop off after having hopped on, as it were.
At the next stop. Yes.
So that's the rules of the game, is that you get on at one stop and go to the next stop.
Yes.
Okay. And you sort of map it out and plan it very carefully so you figure out which are the shortest stops and things like that? Or?
Yes. I didn't do any planning for this because I don't live in London. I live in Leicester, the greatest city in the world. And and I know nothing about London buses. Now, I did... I did travel on 200 London buses in November 2016 on my own, which is what led to this All of the Buses project. And my colleague Hugo Marrow said to me after I'd taken 200 buses on my own that he thought it possible for five people to be able to cover every single London bus in the same 24-hour period.
Right.
And he set about planning that out, and over some months the team of riders was assembled. Me, Hugo, David Edwards, Josh Nichols-Ageros, Martin Hazel, Nicola Daunton, and Alicia Yushchik, and then we also had a support team of people.
Reserves?
No, not reserves, people actually telling us what to do.
Like a backup sort of,
yes.
Trainers almost.
On the day we told them. Which buses we'd taken, and they put them all into a spreadsheet, and they kept us informed of any diversions or delays, towards the end of the day,
yeah.
At certain points, they tried to put us on certain buses because they knew which ones were left.
Right. It must get very complicated because you might get off one bus and then you've got to get yourself to another bus route, haven't you?
Yes.
And how do you do that?
Via another bus. Most often, but we used
cross the road. Then you would cross the road and probably get a bus going in the other direction.
Yes, or wait at the same stop for another bus running a different bus route running along the same road.
I see. Okay,
We used other London transport to ferry ourselves between bus hubs too.
Yeah, and is it cheating if you get to another bus route by another? I mean, can you get the tube to another bus route or a taxi or can you whatever? Or do you have to stay on the buses the whole time?
The tube and other scheduled public transport, yes, because if we hadn't done that, it would have been impossible. Yeah. No private transport like taxis.
Right. Okay. And would that be cheating then? I mean, if let's say you had a motorcyclist who could get you through the traffic. No, you can't do that.
No. Scheduled public transport only, or indeed running.
Right, okay. And has this been attempted before, or is this a new record?
It isn't a record. It's we just did it.
You did it.
We just did it for the sake of it.
Oh.
As far as I know, and I'm 100% certain, it has never been done before. I believe I was the first person ever to try and ride on as many London bus routes as possible in 24 hours, and all the buses was a logical progression from that, I think.
Right. Okay, so take me back. I'm losing the plot a bit here. You have a solo record for travelling the most London buses within 24 hours.
No, it isn't a record. It's just something.
It's just an achievement.
Yes.
So you've ridden 200 within 24 hours.
Yes.
Exactly 200.
It was exactly 200, yes.
That's quite strange in a way that it should be such a round figure.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, when I appeared in The Guardian, as a result of this, I said to them, I want to travel on as many as possible in 24 hours, and they said, give us a figure, and I said, well, 270, because that's the amount of tube stations, and I thought that was too optimistic, and they in the article they said 200, and I ended up traveling on exactly 200,
wow.
which was quite weird.
Yes. Yeah. And so, how do you feel? I mean, how do you feel about it now? I mean, where do you go from here?
Scotland.
What's happening in Scotland? What do you do there?
One idea we had after we did ride every London bus in 24 hours, which took us two attempts, by the way, was to ride on every single urban bus route operated by National Express.
Ah.
They operate a very large share of the buses in the West Midlands. But they also operate some in Dundee. And I thought that could be an international collaboration if there were to be a team in the West Midlands and one person in Dundee or maybe two, riding buses at the same time and perhaps one of the West Midlands team could start in Dundee and then fly down to Birmingham and then carry on riding buses in the West Midlands or something.
Right.
A bit like Phil Collins at Live Aid.
How does that? I don't get that.
Because there were two Live Aid concerts, one in London and one in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Philadelphia. I could be wrong about that. And Phil Collins played in London and then took Concord over to Philadelphia and played there.
I see. Okay. Is it the sounds a bit like it's all about speed? It's about like trying to cram things into as short a time as possible or do things as quickly as possible. I'm wondering. I mean, could you reverse it in such a way that you travelled incredibly slowly on something, I don't know, like camels or something?
Yes, I'm sure I could, but
would that be pointless?
No, it wouldn't be pointless. I just wouldn't want to do it.
Why not?
Because
why this compulsion to travel fast and more and cram as many things in as possible, is it trying to cram as much into your life as possible before you die?
No, I wouldn't say so. I can't explain it. Going to every station, riding as many buses. For example, the Trans-Siberian Railway doesn't really appeal to me. Staying on a train for a week. Of course, I'd love to. I'd love to make that journey one day.
Right.
But it isn't really appealing.
No. If you try to travel on every train in Russia, let's say you traveled every train in Russia, crossing the whole of Russia by train, which would presumably take several months or something.
But
that's too time consuming. It would take too long, and you'd start. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't appeal.
I wouldn't travel on every train in Russia. Every railway service, I don't think. But every national railway station in Russia, that's a possibility.
Okay.
It'll probably never happen. I prefer the Moscow Metro anyway.
Right. But that returns us to speed again. It's about whizzing about. Because you are a speedy person, as far as I know. You like to sort of run everywhere, don't you?
It is very strange when I'm in London and I take the tube and I walk, because I am used to running everywhere, and when I use the tube at a leisurely pace, that is quite disconcerting. Very nice, of course, but very strange at the same time, because I keep thinking I should. I should be on the train ahead of the one that I'm currently on,
right?
Or something.
Okay, you brought in one track. Actually, I was thinking you'd bring in more than that, but you've brought in one track to play.
I was supposed to be DJing with Public Transport and London Related Records last night, but unfortunately that didn't happen. Ooh, last night was I did a comedy show in a bus depot in Hackney about the All at the Buses aka Bus Dis League project, and yes.
Okay. So and what else have you got? You've got something else coming up, I think you said, the comedy festival in Leicester.
Yes, Leicester Comedy Festival. It'll be a decimated version of the show I did last night, because that ran for over 2 hours.
Really?
I only have an hour in Leicester. Halved, not decimated, but it feels decimated because I put so much stuff in there.
Right.
Because there were funny stories relating to all seven riders and of course the head of the support team. So there was just so much to put in there. But you don't
actually set out to be a comedian as such, do you?
Oh my goodness, no! I'm the most unfunny person I know.
Right. So you're basically like a stand-up, but you're basically just describing what you do.
Yes, and it's so stupid that people laugh.
People laugh. But I've noticed you don't actually laugh much yourself, do you? Do you think it's funny?
I just laughed.
Oh, you just laughed. You strike me as being quite an earnest person.
I don't know. I don't know really. I think there are some days I laugh a lot, and then I can go weeks and months without laughing. It just depends on what mood I'm in.
All right, fair enough. Well, let's play your track, which you've brought along. Do you want to tell me you're a big fan of this band, aren't you?
Oh, yes. The greatest band, nay, the greatest musical act ever to exist, which is the Human League. And this is one of the B-sides to their 1994 hit, Tell Me When, and it's called The Bus to Crooks. The Bus to Crooks is the number 52 and also the number 52A. Crooks is an area of Sheffield where the Human League are based. It's a rather nice mid-90s electronic instrumental.
Well, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Today's guest is Adham Fisher, spelled A-D-H-A-M Fisher. And you are a, what do I call you, a careerist traveller or something? How would you describe yourself?
Transport racer.
A transport racer. Okay. And let's give a plug for it's the Resonance fundraising week coming up. If it hasn't already kicked off, go to resonancefundraiser.com. Perhaps Adam would like to read out this card in front of him.
Resonance FM's Fundraising Week 2018 is from Saturday the 3rd of February to Sunday the 11th of February. And I did it last year, but it was in March.
Right. And you did, actually. You volunteered, didn't you? You did a number at Kansas Smitty's.
Yes.
You did a performance in aid of the Resonance fundraiser. So you did your bit then. Can you do anything this year?
It's a bit short notice.
You could donate something. You could donate a record or a sort of a T-shirt that you wore whilst traveling on the buses or something.
Possibly.
Yeah. Coming up, we've got Tuesday, February the 6th at 7 o'clock, the Tin Can Review at Green Note. There's a whole bunch of events, actually. If you go to the fundraiser.com website, you'll see the list of events, and then there is an auction site of dozens of items for sale. And I think the idea is to try and raise £100,000, which is, anyway, I shouldn't say it. Seems rather optimistic, but there we go. I think £14,000 has been raised so far. And I will be premiering my latest film called It's My Own Invention at the Close-Up Film Centre on Thursday, February the 15th at 7:30. The Zoviet France and Ron Giesin on Sunday, February the 11th at the at Café Otto. What else we got? Peter Blegvad Trio, also at Café Otto on February the 9th. And loads of other events and fundraising items on being auctioned off, including a 1951 poster for Maurice Lemaitre's first film, Le Film est déjà commencé. That's an original 1951 poster by the noted sound poet Maurice Lemaitre. So back to Adham Fisher in the studio. Adam, what do you know about the beginning of the bus?
Nothing.
Okay.
No, I'm not a because
you're not a bus historian as such.
No, I'm not a historian or enthusiast.
So it's for you. It's just something in the moment, then.
Yes. And of course, the history of public transport is fascinating. I just never read about it.
Okay. Well, the first records of a vehicle resembling a bus date to the middle of the 15th century, when Blaise Pascal, a French inventor, came up with the idea of providing facilities for public travel within Paris. Apparently, it didn't catch on, and the idea fizzled out until much later when people sort of picked up on the idea again. But Pascal is credited with having been the inventor of public transport in that way, providing a facility for people. How do you have a bus pass, presumably, to do this thing?
But no, I just use my Oyster card.
Oh, so you have to pay for it then?
Yes.
Okay, right. You couldn't get sponsorship from the bus companies to sort of help you out with this? Does that not interest you?
Well, that has happened, actually. But I don't quite think it's up TfL's street.
No. All right,
because it's a win-win situation for them. Yeah, they they would think, hey, we're being promoted anyway, why should we give these people any money to promote us?
Yeah, it's just occurred to me. I wonder if anything could be done on these bikes. You know, the so-called Boris bikes, even though they came in before his tenure, as it were. Mm. I think Ken Livingstone actually introduced them, but they insist on calling them Boris bikes. I wonder if something could be done on those. A record for the amount of bikes you could ride within, I don't know, whatever, an hour or something. You could sort of whiz from one bus you know, one bike terminal to another one.
Or individual bikes? Aren't there about 10,000 of the things?
Yeah, but I mean, you could do that. Anyway, obviously it doesn't appeal to you at all. I can tell by the look on your face. Tell me about the Human League. Why are they such a favourite of yours?
Because they're the greatest musical act ever to exist.
Right. Right.
I can't really explain it, to be honest. They're
was
great.
The only track you brought with you. I mean, I looked through the internet to find bus tracks, and there are literally hundreds of bus tracks. And you've chosen one. I was actually waiting for them to refer to buses, and then you told me after about a minute that it's an instrumental.
While announcing the song, I did say it's a rather nice mid-90s electronic instrumental.
Yeah, but I was expecting some sort of chorus or something, or some voice to start mentioning buses, you know, like the 52 to Crooks or whatever.
The one criticism I have about that song, however, is that it was never released on vinyl. It's so annoying.
Oh, really?
I actually just tweeted the Human League just now from the All the Buses Twitter account, which is @AllTheBuses, if anyone wants to see our progress on buses, and said, we're playing the bus to Crooks right now on Resonance FM. Right. So I appeal to the Human League. Could you please reissue Tell Me When with the bus to Crooks on vinyl?
Okay. Well, this is Bus Driver by Muddy Waters from 1977.
Made me kind of scared.
Muddy Waters, Bus Driver from 1977. Quite a nice long track. 7 minutes and 48 seconds, actually. You were telling me how much you dislike the blues.
Yes, because it just has the same chord structure and for every single song.
Okay.
I respect blues, but I own about...
It's not for you.
No, I own about 2 blues records.
Right.
So...
and you are, so, yeah. But you are a DJ in Leicester.
In the most dubious sense of the word, yes. Okay. I play about twice a year in Leicester.
Oh right. Okay.
Or something. But because that song was called Bus Driver, I'd probably buy it.
Exactly.
I want to do a public transport and London related DJ set in London sometime. So,
right. Okay, so you have a couple of announcements you wanted to make or messages or something that you want to read out from this from what looks like a bus ticket.
No, it's a torn off tube map, which I used to note down all the buses on which I rode just before I came here, actually.
Okay.
I rode 16 buses in an hour, and then came here.
Right.
Straight away. Yeah. 16 buses in an hour. That was to try out the new unlimited hopper fare, because before Wednesday, you could catch two, but I think it was 2 buses in an hour or 70 minutes strictly, and you'd only be charged 1 fare. But now you can travel on as many buses as possible in an hour and only be charged 1 fare. So that's what I did. Now my all the buses colleagues Hugo and Josh tried this on Wednesday. And it exploded on social media. They actually became a Twitter moment.
By dint of what? What did they do that created a Twitter moment?
They rode on 25 different vehicles in an hour. I don't know how many routes it was actually, but it was but 25 different vehicles.
Right.
So they did it by vehicles, but I did it by route numbers.
How many people are sort of loosely linked in this activity, do you think? I mean, is it like a worldwide phenomenon, or are you just a sort of local? Is it just a handful of you?
Well, all the buses. With all the buses, it could be 7 riders. It could be about between 15 to 20 were involved in both of our attempts.
And that's it, as far as you know. So it's not like some worldwide kind of. You're not all connected with people in Australia and America and wherever, who were all involved in this same activity?
Not as far as I know. And it had never been done before we did it.
Right. So you're pioneers in a way.
So now people might be interested, but I don't know. Hugo actually did encourage people on Twitter to make the most of the new unlimited hopper and see on how many vehicles you can ride in an hour.
Okay.
Speaking of Twitter, @allthebuses on Twitter, @allthebuses.
Is that you? That's the
All the Buses project page. I also need to mention the All the Buses film that was made by Joe Bloom, which is linked linked to several times on our page, but the address of that is vimeo.com/23774416. And so you can see the trials and you can see the trials and tribulations that we had to endure when we rode on every single London bus within 24 hours.
Right.
And I am talking about the I'm talking further about the bus marathons at the Leicester Comedy Festival on Friday the 16th of February at upstairs at the Western. That's the Western pub in the West End of Leicester.
Is there any sort of future for? I mean, is there any possibility of doing this in Leicester on Leicester buses?
I've already done it. But
have you?
I didn't ride every single one. And plus, I mean, there's no with in Leicester there are about three or four different main operators. Whereas in London it's all under one umbrella. That was the deciding factor, really. And with National Express West Midlands, there's one operator,
okay. Well, actually, we're running out of time. We did mention Bob Parks. Bob Parks is appearing Wednesday, February the 7th, with other people, Max Eastley and Bob Parks and Dan Wilson and Toby Clarkson and the Honey Haas, plus Viewfound at the Eclectic Old Paradise Yard.
Are they all on stage at the same time?
Not at the same time, okay. No, one after the other. That's an all-star Avant Gala evening at Eclectic. That's a Resonance fundraiser. And you actually met Bob Parks and bought his record.
Bob the Legend Parks.
Yeah, indeed. Well, he's performing live at this event.
You should go and see him. He's quite something, I must say.
Yeah. Quite. He was on the same bill as you, wasn't he, at Kansas Smitty's last year?
I supported Bob Parks. One of my lifetime achievements was made, and I didn't know I had that achievement before I met him.
Right. Right. Okay.
A belated lifetime ambition. To support Bob Parks.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you think when you leave this world behind. What you leave behind you when you go. Well, that farmer left the harvest, a home and 80 acres, and faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. That preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he laid his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind. What you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that bloodstained Bible up
all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go.
You were saying, Adam, about this track. You found it, you're worried about the idea that it concerns you, that it sounds happy, but it's about a sort of tragedy.
It isn't concerning, it's just confusing.
Well, thank you very much to Adam Fisher for coming in to the studio.
No problem.
May discussing buses, yes,
yes,
please.
I'd like to leave you on this sentiment. It's called The Bus Driver's Prayer.
Okay.
Our Father who art in Hendon, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy Wimbledon, in Erith as it is in Hendon. Give us this day our Berkhamsted, and forgive us our Westminsters, as we forgive those who Westminster against us. And lead us not into Temple Station, but deliver us from Ealing, for thine is the Kingston, the Purley and the Crawley, for Iver and Iver, Crouch End.
Well, that was brilliant and unexpected. Thank you very much, Adam Fisher. And we'll just play with a burst of something just to see us out, I think, to the final minute.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.